My name is Alex Valvo. I'm a referee for NCAA Division I, Division III, USA Hockey, and pretty much any other game I'll get.
We met Alex Valvo recently inside a quiet hockey rink on a weekday afternoon. He, like many Western New York boys and girls, took up the game of hockey as a child. He began his hockey playing career in the second grade in the West Seneca Wings House Beginners Program. Within the next 5 years, he decided he wasn't a big fan of the hitting, but wanted to stay in the game somehow. His father had been a referee, and soon Alex was following in his father's footsteps.
Pretty much useless as a hockey player, so I decided to drop the stick, pick up a whistle, and then seventh grade was my first season. So the first USA Hockey crest I have is my 06-07 one.
And you know, maybe you don't take the hits, but you certainly take a lot of verbal abuse.
I take the hits sometimes.
There's that too. There's the stress.
His boyhood in hockey was not quite like that of most of the others. As he grew older, he was realizing something else was different. Valvo explained he had recognized he was gay, but tried to hide it for a while.
Then finally, like I think summer of 2015, I decided, you know what, I'm sick of doing this. And I just finally came to terms with it, came out to my parents and the rest of my family late 2015, and then to everyone as a whole later in 2016.
And then, earlier this year, he decided to tell the whole world. He authored an article, a first-person reflection, published online by OutSports, one of the many blogs featured on the sports blog network SB Nation. Among the few peers he had already told was fellow referee Chris Chimanga, who was traveling but willing to share his thoughts when we contacted him.
He's a great kid. I've known him now and have used him in games for 5 years.
Chimanga's resume includes college, American Hockey League, and National Hockey League games, and he was among those who got to watch Alex develop while wearing the stripes.
You could see something was bothering him at times, and I think since he's come out about it, I think you could tell he's relaxed. I think his comfort level officiating games is better. He's got a smile on his face.
And that, according to one advocate for diversity and inclusion in sports, makes the individual a better performer. Brian Kitts is co-founder and president of the You Can Play Project.
Fans appreciate it because they would rather watch the best athlete on the ice or on the court or on the field.
And on-ice officials, says Chimanga, are just as much a team as the hockey players.
Part of the love of officiating is working with your brothers and sisters, your officials, going out there, you know, doing a good job. You know, I don't go and get ready for a game and say, I can't wait to miss a call and suck today, you know, as every parent or coach thinks. You know, we are working hard and we want to do what's best for the game. So we are a team.
That means standing up for each other in a sport where the complaints can range from mildly angry to full-blown nasty. Valvo, in his online article, recalled a homophobic slur uttered to him by a coach. He recalled for us an incident during a Bowman Cup showcase game held in Buffalo when a Rochester player uttered a slur. For Valvo, how to handle the so-called chirping has been as much an education for him as it has the players. He could have taken great offense and ejected the player, but knowing how heavily scouted the Bowman Cup is, he also did not want to ruin the kid's future.
He got quite an earful for me after he used it, because I mean, it's Bowman Cup. You don't want to toss a kid from that for a homophobic slur, but he got quite an earful for me after that.
Chimanga says one of the aspects of calling a hockey game is using judgment to determine whether an offender should get a warning or a penalty. But slurs of any kind are never okay.
If it's very loud and everybody can hear it, then maybe you got to handle it in a different manner by assessing a penalty because it's not accepted. And I think that goes whether you're working an amateur game or a pro-level game.
One of the advantages of working the college ranks, according to Valvo, is that athletic programs share a value of respect similar to that of the schools. He noted that the NCAA put forth strict rules before USA Hockey did so. Kitts, meanwhile, points out hockey was the first sport to partner with the You Can Play project. Changing everyone's minds and hearts, though, will still take time.
You know, I think everybody wishes that this sort of change would happen overnight, but this is social change, and that is never a slow, or it's always a slow process. It happens player by player, or in Alex's case, referee by referee, where you have to, show that you are worthy of that type of respect, and and that you're willing to provide that type of honesty.
All Valvo is really asking is to be looked upon the same way as coaches, players, and fans would look upon any other ref.
That's all I ever wanted out of all this. I want to be judged on my officiating ability. Some coaches around here, they may not think I'm the best official, and that's all I want them to care about.
And that will start up again for Alex Valvo when the next hockey season arrives this fall. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.